What's up, Kings? Hope all is well. Today, we're going to be talking about desexualizing your mind and reprogramming it for success as a man. So, if you live in America, I know I got to check the analytics. A lot of people don't live in America, but majority of the people do. If you live in America, they push this hyper-sexualization upon everybody, the men, the women, even the kids. But focusing on the men, but porn is free. They don't want a man to really get to his raw alpha mentality. I don't know if you just pay attention to how the world is. They try to feminize a lot of guys. They try to feminize a lot of men. They try to break up a lot of households. You know what I mean? As far as having both parents in the household. I'm not really gonna get on that topic too much, but if you just think about it for a second, that's kind of one of the agendas of America and just kind of the world in general. But porn is free, right? In other countries, porn isn't free. Porn is free, so they want you to watch as much as you want and keep destroying your mental, keep destroying your willpower. I don't know if you can attest to this, but when back in the day when I was watching hella porn, you know what I mean, doing it before I go to sleep, spanking the meat, you know what I mean, I would be drained. I wouldn't be as focused as I could be on achieving my goals, whether it's working out, entrepreneurship goals, even starting a YouTube, because you know it takes willpower, it takes creativity, you know. So by you continually doing that, it's killing you. It's killing you. Also, another thing that's killing you, being dependent on things, like you being dependent on alcohol. Like as far as like you need alcohol to talk to a woman, or you need to hit the blunt before you go to a social space to cure your anxiety. You don't need to do that stuff. You know, I used to think that's what I had to do as well. I used to think that, man, before I go to this party, before I go to this even social gathering, it doesn't have to be as grand as a party, but just something with more than 20 people, you know what I'm saying? In order for me to talk to people, I used to think that I gotta be lit, I gotta be high, I gotta be this. But nah, G, you don't have to do any of that. So I don't know how many people are going through that currently, but I just wanna let you know, big bro, wanna let you know, you don't gotta do that. Because look, ask yourself this, does this thing have power over me or do I have power over it? I'm gonna say it one more time. Does this thing have power over me or do I have power over it? Ask yourself, do a self-analysis. Does porn have power over me? Does drinking have power over me? Does smoking weed, smoking cigarettes have power over me? If it doesn't have power over you, you can stop, you know? I'm a biblical man. I look to the Bible and to the Most High for my guidance and stuff. But this is not what I'm doing. I'm not pushing that for religion or pushing spirituality on any of you guys. But what I'm saying is, you got to have that power over yourself. You got to have dominion, because the Most High gave us dominion over even the animals, right? So why can't we have dominion over our bodies and over our flesh? It's not easy, but it is very much possible. And you know, even outside of biblical stories, it's so many people in history who have conquered their flesh, who have conquered their addictions. So we have that history, you know what I'm saying? Like biographies and documentaries and stuff. We can go learn from other people, even if we never met them, and see how, okay, this is how they did it. Okay, this is how they overcame the drinking addiction. This is how they overcame the smoking addiction. The reason I want to correlate the biblical aspect into it, because for a lot of people who have read the Bible, it says that you can get so much power just from being sober-minded. So I'm not saying you can't drink. I'm not saying you can't, you know, celebrate or do X, Y, and Z. But I made a video last week talking about put your purpose over your pleasure. A lot of times, you know, guys drink, go out and party, go out and smoke every single weekend celebrating. But what are you celebrating? Now, like I said, it's a balance. I understand that. But what are you celebrating? Ask yourself, why am I celebrating? Like, what have I achieved? What have I achieved? Life is just not no party, my G. You got to ask yourself, what have I achieved to even be doing this? Like, I told myself, like, I got goals, right? I don't even deserve to go out to no parties, bro. I don't even deserve to go out to eat, bro. You know what I'm saying? I had to tell myself that because it made me realize, like, dang, I got a lot of work to do. And I've already accomplished a lot of things in life. But at the same time, there are other things that I want to do. You know, I don't have any kids or a family yet, but I know eventually I will. So I want to give my kid certain things that I necessarily didn't have coming up. And how do I do that? By tackling my goals. By saying no to people who don't serve me. By saying no to women who just want to drain me. By saying no to women who just want to drain me. By saying no to activities that aren't really aiding to my life. Or where I see my life's trajectory going. So you have to desexualize your mind and reprogram it for success. Desexualize it. You know, you can look at women and not be like, oh, I gotta smack them cheeks, bro. No. Because think about it like this. Start to look at women as either assets or liabilities. Same thing with anybody. Your homies, assets or liabilities. The things you spend your money on, assets or liabilities. Start to look at everything like that, and you're just going to really start to group things in certain areas. Not to say that you have to just focus on just assets, 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 because there are going to be some liabilities in your life. Just keeping it a stack, keeping it a thousand with you. But the same way, sorry about the ambience. The same way that a woman places you in the friend zone is the same way you can put that woman to work as well. And what do I mean by that? I got you. I'm gonna answer that for you. You know, you can have certain women that you can put on your program. You don't have to date her. But women in their nature, when they're really in their feminine nature, they love to cook, bro. They love to feed you. So if you're practicing that body game, you got a mouthpiece. I'm not saying that you're really trying to get with them per se. I'm not saying that you're trying to pursue them. But the same way they put guys in the friend zone, you can put them in a certain zone as well. Put them to work. If you know you're busy all the time, you could work something out with a female. Be like, look, man, just cook me a few meals out the week. I'll come scoop them up. That cuts out your meal prep. Now you can keep working on your physique. You ain't got to worry about cooking. Now take this for what you will. But notice how, like, I use that woman as a asset now. And now she respects me as well. Because I'm not just trying to pump and dump. Now some women still will pump, respect you for that. But I would say majority of women, they'll respect you when you just be straight up with them. Like, if you tell them, like, look, I ain't looking for nothing right now. We can still be cool. We can do this, that, and the third. But you can cook me a few meals. We can link. We can talk whenever I got some time. Or maybe I'll call you or something. Do whatever works for you. That's just a very slight example. That's just a very slight example. And for the fellas who disagree and for the fellas who be trying to come at me in the comments, I see it. I see it all. But look, I don't got no time to respond to negativity because we're building a community. I only got time to build with the people that are trying to be uplifting. I'm not saying just build with the people who are praising me and giving positive comments. But what I'm saying is, if you're just trying to pick, if you're just trying to nitpick, if you're just trying to complain like, oh, I'm ugly, I'm this, that, and the third, get off my page, bro. Because this page, this channel, is for people who believe in themselves, bro. Even if you ain't got the money yet, even if you ain't got the body game yet, even if you ain't got whatever it is that you want, you got to have a certain mindset, because that's what kicks it all off. Everything else is going to get you in the door. But having that right mindset going to lock the door. Take that for what you will. You got to reprogram your mind, kings. Even if you're a woman trying to get some game, I know I got a few women that watch my videos. Stop getting the role. Stop getting the vibrator. Stop doing that, bro. Because look, you can't even, if you do fornicate with somebody, you're not even getting that much pleasure, because you keep spanking the meat as well as a female, using the little rose, using the little vibrator. I know ladies watch porn more than guys in most cases, but guys just admit it more. Ladies be using the shower head and all that. So ladies, stop that as well. Because you can't blame no guy for not doing this thing, but you just beating, just you beating your stuff up until you're not even sensitive down there no more. Mm-hmm. Don't think, I know, it's cool though. But if you're watching this video, go ahead, cut it out. You know what I'm saying? Or at least just dial it back. I'm not your dad. I ain't Jesus. I'm not none of that. But look, dial it back a little bit. Reprogram your mind. You have to unlearn things. You have to stop being so dependent upon things. You don't have to spank the meat before you go to sleep. You don't have to drink or smoke before you go into a social environment. You understand what I'm saying? Because, like, when you start watching porn all the time as a man, you start to look at women like objects, bro. Because you can't even, you got ED now. You know what I'm saying? Because you've been spanking the meat 3-4 times a day, sometimes more than that. You can't even get your, you can't even get your junk up. Your junk, you can't even get it up. Why? Because you're spanking the meat so much. And the same thing I say with the females. You have no feelings down there. And now you can't even get it up because, say you with the woman, say you got your wife, but you watching other women that don't look nothing like your wife. Now mentally you're attracted to the woman that look how they look in that video the whole time. You're not even attracted to your wife. That's just how it works. It's all psychologically. It's all mental. If you can, if you can defeat that mental, if you can defeat that voice of doubt in your head, if you can defeat that voice telling you that you can't do it, you're gonna start doing stuff. You're gonna start winning. Go 30 days. Go if you've been spanking your meat. You know what I'm saying? If you've been doing any of that, drinking, smoking, or anything, just go 30 days without it. It's still going to be there. So if you really want to go back to it that bad, go back to it. But I guarantee you, your life is going to be completely different in 30 days. If you just kick out everything and you start being dependent on you, your willpower, instead of being dependent on everything else, because the Most High gives us the power, but sometimes we just don't utilize it, and sometimes we're not aware. I hope y'all gained some edification from this video. You know, if you made it this far into the video, type "I'm a king." I know this was a little bit of a longer one, but that's how I'm gonna know who made it, because you are a king, and kings do king things. Kings realize their true power. So if you gain some edification, gain some education, gain anything that may have resonated with you throughout this video, pound that like button. Make sure you share it with your mama, your auntie, your cousin, your uncle, your brother, your sister, your third grade teacher who you don't like. I love y'all. Be blessed.